Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A Super Bowl secret. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On Sunday, February 11th, the 49ers and the Chiefs face off in Super Bowl 58, which is something you probably had some awareness of, as does most of the country. But something you might not know the full extent of is the vast and dynamic conspiracy theories around it. So today, just in time for the Super Bowl, the football, the snacks, the commercials, and of course the halftime show, we're talking through the conspiracies that have, and still are, surrounding this hallowed event. Since the 1800s, college football has cornered the market on, quote, bowl games, the original one being the Rose Bowl in 1902, right here in our adjacent neighborhood of Pasadena, California. At the first Rose Bowl, Michigan and Stanford faced off, Michigan crushing the California University 49-0, and every New Year's Day since, it's been happening in conjunction with the traditional Rose Bowl parade. Not the crushing, but the game. Exploiting the Rose Bowl game's popularity, postseason college football contests were created for Miami, the Orange Bowl, New Orleans, the Sugar Bowl, and El Paso, the Sun Bowl. By the time the first Super Bowl was played in 1961, the term bowl was ubiquitous for a big football event. The Packers, yeah, Wisconsin, defeated the Kansas City Chiefs in the first ever very Midwestern Super Bowl, Super Bowl I. But let's get back to the conspiracies, of course. Because the Super Bowl is one of the biggest events in sports, for years people have wondered or felt sure that the game was rigged. TikTok, of course, feels vehemently about this fact, that there's a cartel in Las Vegas who decides which team wins every year. Or maybe it's the NFL. One TikTok video claims that, quote, these games are purely entertainment and the NFL gets every matchup they want. Players don't have a choice. They're athletic actors making millions keeping secrets. Another video claims, quote, Vegas sends the script and the players read and rehearse it all week. Again, actors and the Super Bowl, the football players on the stage, all for the benefit of the owners and that Vegas secret ring, who may or may not make the Super Bowl go however they want it to go. But don't fear, this Vegas cartel likes to leave us with a little Easter egg so we have a fighting chance of predicting their whims. They do this in the form of the color scheme of the Super Bowl promo logo, and many TikTok accounts suggest the colors of that year's Super Bowl logo indicate who will be playing in the big game. The last two Super Bowl logos of 2021 and 2022 have been two teams that did compete in the Super Bowl. In 2021, the reddish-orange of the Bengals and the yellow hue from the Rams was in the logo, and they were the two teams that did play in the Super Bowl. In 2022, it was the Eagles and the Chiefs, whose colors were also, conveniently, the Super Bowl 57 logo colors. But this year is a stretch. The logo features purple and a shade of red. Now, there's a lot of red in the colors of the 49ers and the Chiefs, but not a hint of purple in sight. Maybe we'll call this conspiracy half right this year? And we can't talk Kansas City Chiefs without talking about a very fun Taylor Swift conspiracy that's happening right now, on the eve of Super Bowl weekend. More after the break. I get the theories that the Super Bowl is rigged, but I also like exploring by whom. We've got Vegas cartels, we've got the NFL, but now let's throw in the Democratic Party. Right-wing media hated to see Taylor Swift in the stands this season, cheering on her boyfriend, former reality star Travis Kelce. Seriously, check out his dating show. It is truly not to be missed. But with the Kansas City Chiefs headed to Super Bowl 58, Trump supporters have started circulating conspiracy theories that Swift is a psyop, part of a giant plot staged by the NFL and Democratic Party to deliver the 2024 presidential election to President Biden. Quote, the NFL is totally rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs. Taylor Swift, Mr. Pfizer, also known as Travis Kelce, agreed Mike Crispy, a Salem media host, all to spread Democratic propaganda. Calling it now, Casey wins, goes to the Super Bowl, Swift comes out at the halftime show and endorses Joe Biden with Kelce at midfield. It's all been an op since day one, Crispy concluded. The attack on Swift has been prevalent and pretty insane, but I suppose understood, as Swift did endorse Biden in the last election. And, not to put it all on Swift, but Travis Kelce, the Chiefs' famous tight end, was in an ad for, drumroll, the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It's an alt-right match made in hell, and I love it. Quote, I wonder who's going to win the Super Bowl next month. Vivek Ramaswamy, a former 2024 presidential candidate who loves spreading conspiracy theories about right-wing talking points like the insurrection, election fraud, and such, posted on Monday on X. Quote, and I wonder if there's a major presidential endorsement coming from an artificially culturally propped up couple this fall. Just some wild speculation over here. Let's see how it ages over the next 8 months. According to PBS last week, a Pentagon spokesperson, when asked, denied that Taylor Swift was part of a Department of Defense psychological operation to get President Biden reelected. I'm trying not to laugh. One senior administration official telling Politico, quote, the absurdity of it all boggles the mind. Yes. Yes, it does. But also, I can't help but wonder, does Usher, the Super Bowl halftime show, have a little bit of FOMO? Or is he just happy he's not a psyop or a pawn, a cog in the NFL conspiracy wheel? Or is he?